Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's simplify this for people. We are 4 hours away. First pitch, Tigers, Guardians. The Guardians are favored today and in the series. Might not feel that way given how the regular season ended, but nope. It's a huge advantage to have Scooble on the mound. At the same time, they had that advantage a couple times in the last couple weeks. So we're going to simplify this. Are you team John? Clean reset, Tigers in two, TIT, let's go. Team Jim? They're going to squander this advantage position with Scooble because they can't hit. Guardians in two. And then I'm going to put a third team out there inspired by the last caller. Team baseball burnout. I don't even care what happens. Let's get to the people. Let's go to Carl in Chesterfield. Carl, what's up?
What's going on, fellas?
Morning, Carl.
So, as I was explaining to your screener, the reason why we get that shirt, Detroit versus everybody, is exactly for this reason. Because you have the people that believe in Detroit, no matter what it is, and then you have the people who don't. So for me, it's the people in the Detroit metro area and some other Detroit fans that are loyalists. But you know what? We all get disappointed. But I'm tired of people, you know, coming to the city, getting our sports, and then when it don't go their way, they want to talk about, oh, you know, I can't watch the Tigers no more and this and that. You know what? We don't need you. And when we win, I don't want you to come back on the bandwagon. I want you to stay exactly where you are. Because you know what? Each and every time you need some entertainment, guess where you're going to come back to? The city of Detroit.
Yep. I agree. There's a lot of and I do get the burnout. It's a long season. And it ended horribly. But now you're in the postseason. Why not root for your team to go out there and win?
Yeah, what's the guy doing instead at 1 o'clock today? He's like, I'm going to invest in my family.
Yeah, he's going to work. Yeah. Like, I mean, and okay, maybe you're not able to watch it.
But you're not going to check your phone or try to
check the
app or put an earbud in. Come on.
Here's something that the checked out person might do is go golfing and just monitor the score on their phone.
Okay. But the guy said, I'm like, I'm going to invest in my family and spend time with my family. It's the middle of a Tuesday, dude.
Yeah. Okay, so no, you're not going to take the time off because you want to save that for family time.
Okay.
Vacation, whatever, that's fine.
But you're going to find a way to keep an eye or an ear on the game today. Come on, if you're a Tiger, 100%. Even a dissatisfied, angry, bitter, frustrated, broken Tiger fan.
If you're you want to be the I told you so guy, then certainly you're going to be keep tabs on the game.
Then you have to do it. Exactly. Brad, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Hey, fellas. Thanks for having me.
What's up?
I got to go. I got to be Team John. We just left Amherstburg, Ontario, there, heading over to Cleveland right now, just crossed the bridge. So we're on our way to catch the game. We got a couple tickets, but I got to be Team John. Hinch is telling these guys, fellas, boys, you're huge underdogs. Let's go have some fun. Just swing away.
Yep, that's it.
The irony is they're not huge underdogs.
No,
they're
the favorites. But the perception is that they're huge underdogs, that they can't possibly win after having lost series after series to the Guardians, but to end the season. Well, you can't. Everybody's telling you, you can't win.
Yeah, if you're the manager, you certainly play it up.
Yeah, hey, turn on morning radio. You can't win. In fact, the one of the hosts buried you.
Isn't that the Adrian from Rocky? One of the Rockies? You can't win.
Yeah.
Is that four, the one you did the paper on?
No, I think that's three? One.
No, it's not one.
No, it's not
you
one.
You can't win. Name I that Rocky.
I think it is four.
Is it four? Oh, because it's Drago. You can't win.
You can't win. Yeah.
You've seen what he did with Apollo,
right? Right before, before he leaves for...
The mountains.
For Russia.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was when he got back from the car ride with no easy way out.
There's no shortcuts home.
But then he comes back after a long run, and she's on the front porch.
You can't win. Him.
Yeah.
And then she's got... Yeah.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Always comes back to Rocky IV. Byron and Troy, good morning.
Good morning, Byron.
About the caller before that says he's run out. Listen, you go in a slump. It happens. You know, okay, Tigers overdid it. They went too far. But this is why they won their early game. They won their early game. So when they go in that slump, you know, they have margin for error. And finally, they're in. I'm not going to – if somebody tells this guy right now, let's go to Cleveland, I got free tickets, trust me, he'd be going to the game. But anyways, look at the past. I mean, I'm not saying it's going to happen, but remember back in 2007, we had the same thing. We had the lead, and the Tigers lost that division to Minnesota by one game. Going to that series against New York, who gave the Tigers a chance? Nobody. We went there. We beat New York in New York. We took one in New York. We came here and we won. Listen, I'm all in for the Tigers, man. This is your team. This is what you went for. I take this all day over not making the playoffs. I'll sit there, I'll watch and root for them, and I think they're going to win it. And it is, that's how it's going to be. I'm a Tiger fan, and I'll be with them all the way.
We'll put you down, Tigers in two.
Yep.
In New York.
I think we're good.
Yep. Yeah, thanks, Byron. Okay. Yeah. He moved on.
Yeah.
And so will we.
So will we. Sean, Clinton Township, good morning.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Good morning.
All right. Well, thanks for having me on. I think one of the biggest things here, obviously, it's incredibly shameful that they lost the AL Central. That obviously shouldn't have happened. Multiple callers have talked about it. But right now there's this awesome opportunity that the Tigers have where you're about to play the team that stole the Central from you. And I think it's going to be one of those things to where we've talked about where water is going to settle during the season, whether or not the beginning of the season, the end of the season, is the actual Detroit Tigers team. I think it really comes down to today. I think if the Tigers come out today and they start swinging, they start scoring runs, that's where the water levels. But if we lose today, man, I don't know. Scott Harris needs to get some batters on this team, but I think that's about where we're at right now.
Yeah, I mean, and there's not going to be any reinforcements coming today. But I think he kind of makes a good point there. Where were you at the beginning of the season? Did you think they were going to be a wild card team into the playoffs or just completely out?
We didn't think they did enough in the offseason to make the playoffs, both of us.
Right. And so expectations do change throughout the course of the season. Yeah, they had a 15-game lead. I don't want to disregard that. But
best record in the AL at the deadline.
They've outperformed our preseason expectations.
And underachieved after their hot start.
Correct.
And I do think the expectation after last year was they would take the baton and run and advance further. Right? When the season ended last year at the hands of Cleveland in Game 5 of the ALDS, there was a task. Upgrade this offense, improve this team, win the division, and advance further in the playoffs. Well, they didn't really add enough. They didn't win the division. And, John, they've got to do more than just advance through this round to meet expectations.
The expectations that were reset mid-season.
Or that were set at the end of last season. The only reason expectations lowered before the season was because we felt the offseason was underwhelming. Right. So, like, they sandbagged.
And then we reset the expectations after it was an underwhelming trade deadline.
Yeah, I just think it's tough when a team sandbags and then we lower the bar for them and go, hey, they met expectations. You know what I mean? They didn't have a great offseason, so we didn't think they'd make the playoffs. Well, that's kind of their own fault that they lowered the bar. And because they've struggled down the stretch, I don't want to lower the bar again for them. 248-539-9797. We'll take some phone calls, ticket texts. Are you Team John, Team Jim, Team Baseball Burnout? You don't even care. We got playoff baseball today. It's 97-1. Guys, you don't want to have to replace your roof. It's expensive, and it always seems to come at the worst time. The cost can feel overwhelming, but I want you to know about Shaner Roofing, Michigan's trusted roofing experts for more than 30 years. Not some fly-by-night company, 4.9-star Google rating. They've earned that. That's thousands of satisfied homeowners who rave about the professionalism, the craftsmanship, and the customer care. So why Shaner? Right now, they're making it easier than ever to protect your home. 0% interest financing for 5 years. That means you don't have to skimp on the quality. We're going to be doing this all over again. You get the quality roof you need without the stress of a big upfront payment. So if your roof's leaking, if it's aging, if you're just ready for peace of mind, don't wait around. Go to MyMichiganRoof.com. That's MyMichiganRoof.com, powered by Shaner Roofing, where quality meets affordability.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, Tiger fans, we'll get right to the phone calls. 248-539-9797. Playoff game today, 1 o'clock, Scooble on the mound. Huge advantage position. You win game one, you win the series. It's happened all 12 times since they shifted to this format. Big advantage, Scooble on the mound. We've said that as recently as his last start against Cleveland, or the start before that against Cleveland. So people, you fall into one of two categories. Team John, Tigers in two. Team Jim, season ends here.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Team Three, which is baseball burnout, where you can't even bring yourself to watch, which we don't really understand, but we know you're out there. We know this team's taking its toll on the fan base.
Well, it's been an absolute roller coaster, and it feels like it just keeps going down and down and down, basically from not just the trade deadline, but from the All-Star break.
Jeff, you're on 97.1.
Hey, I'm definitely Tigers in two. These guys are just, except for Baez, these guys are definitely just young enough and dumb enough to blow a 15-game lead. They might just be young enough and dumb enough to turn this around. I'm unfortunately trapped down here in Texas Ranger land, and All I've heard for the last 2 years is how in 2023 they lost the division to Houston on the last day, and then they turned around and won the World Series. So, you know, the other thing about this baseball is it just makes me appreciate Dan Campbell and the culture that these guys have made. I mean, half the callers would probably agree and say, man, send Dan Campbell down there in spring training. They'll turn this around. So that's all I have, boys.
So he cites the Texas Rangers. And the people have brought up a couple examples. I think the thing I would just highlight is it's possible, right? But nobody went into a playoff playing as poorly as the Tigers did in the final month of the season. So the Rangers, as bad as it may have been, blowing the lead on the final day, we're not playing as poorly as the Tigers have played to close the season. Mm-hmm. It makes it even harder.
So we're going to get Dan Campbell to fire him up?
And then I asked Dan last week. He said you got to give him good energy.
If Dan did it, then the Lions didn't do good, then they would get blamed for doing that instead of focusing on his team, like the Applebee's commercial.
Yeah, here you go. Ticket text, 248-539-9797. I've got Tigers burnout. I'm burned out watching this team lose every single way possible, especially to the Guardians. The Tigers have become the Guardians' patsies, and they know it and can't do anything about it. It's pathetic. Wait, the Tigers made the playoffs? I kind of just assumed they missed. They checked out the last couple weeks.
Well, it's time to check back in.
John is right. There's no pressure on this baseball team. They will win. Tigers in two. I'm excited today. Playoff baseball.
Let's go, baby.
Let's get to the phones. Ron, you're next. You're on 97.1.
Tigers have become the Guardians.
Yes. How are you doing, guys? Hello?
We got you, Ron.
Yeah, Ron, how you doing?
Yeah. I like to say, can I ask you guys a question before I even answer right quick?
Yeah, just make sure your radio's turned down in the background.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. Can I ask you guys a quick question before I even answer?
Yeah.
Okay. Who do you guys expect to win this all? We know we can't say, but who are you most highly favored to think that's going to win it all?
I'm going to go Phillies.
I'm going to say the Brewers.
Okay. Now, here it is. And that's the way I look at it. You made the example of the roller coaster. And think about the roller coaster, the opportunity to enjoy the rides while they're still there, even though you didn't have the experience. But you look forward to the next one, that whatever ride you go on, what it's going to give you. And you decided to be there for the entertainment. So to me, y'all should make an option four, because as a season holder, I did never the Tigers, but I was the football for the Lions, and I was a season ticket holder for about, 11 years. And I used to get upset when they lose, come home, don't want to talk to the wife, go in the basement, so I was too much emotionally involved for something I couldn't control. So what I did is start enjoying the sport for what it is. Because if you're not even picking them to win, this be entertained for what it is. Now, I would like for them to continue winning.
Of course.
Because I have been enjoying the baseball season. But I didn't expect them to win it all. So I'm not going to get mad on how far they go. I'm still just want to be entertained with baseball. And wherever it ends, because I never picked them to win it all in the first place.
So you just want to ride the coaster as long as it'll go. I agree.
Until the last stop.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Until they say your ride is over.
We could wrap the hour with some more of your phone calls. Dan Campbell at 9:35. Let's get to Heather with the news.
You guys, there's been a gator sighting on Belle Isle.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the Michigan DNR is investigating after somebody captured a photo of the reptile just chilling near, the water.
Yeah.
Officials say that this gator hasn't been spotted by staff, but the photo included, geolocation data from Belle Isle. They say that this is a credible photo. And they also issued a warning, basically saying, hey, releasing wildlife into state parks is prohibited. Also, it can be harmful not only to the animal, right, but also to the ecosystem and to public safety itself. So don't be releasing wild animals there.
We usually have a gator sighting here, too.
Yeah, but
it's normally not until closer to 10.
Kind of like this, officials say it has not been spotted by staff. Geo tracking says he might be. I'm not sure, but
in transit.
Yes, in transit. Yes.
They also said that they have heard the rumors of a boa constrictor spotted on the island, but they say that's just a rumor. Yes.
Yeah.
SEC Network host Paul Feinbaum is considering leaving ESPN to run for the U.S. Senate. So during a recent interview on Monday, he said that he is interested in running as a Republican for the U.S. Senate seat in Alabama. And he did say that he will be making a decision within the next 30 to 45 days. Says he never seriously considered politics before, but had one or two people in Washington reach out. So now he is definitely looking into things. The qualifying deadline to run for Senate is January 26th of 2026. So there you have it.
We'll see.
Let's see. It's been confirmed that Charles Barkley did, in fact, shower with his jersey on.
Uh-huh.
You know what? I didn't really remember hearing the story until I read this. I know I've heard about this. But Sixers, a longtime employee of the Sixers, says, yes, in fact, the rumors are 100% true. I'm guessing somehow he did confirm.
Yeah, well,
I know
because
he was sent on assignment to confirm the details. But
well, yeah, he was the equipment manager,
yeah,
right?
And at one point he wasn't doing the laundry. He's done a lot of things.
Yeah.
So the story for people who don't know, Charles Barkley claims, and apparently did, shower in uniform to save time so he didn't have to wash the clothes.
Right. And so you play the game. And then you get ready and you travel the next day. So to save time, nobody was doing his laundry for him. He would just jump in the shower after a game, after he ate, and then would just shower with the jersey, wash the jersey and his body at the same time, take it off, let it air dry, and then be ready to pack the next day for the flight that he'd jump on next.
When he brought that up on Inside the NBA,
those guys could not contain themselves.
John, you've never seen anything like that.
Well, no. I mean, it's
pro locker rooms. Nobody's walking into their football pads and suds them up.
No, because we have 7 days between games. So it's going to get washed. In fact, some of them just get cut off and disposed of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, if they're so tight sometimes that you can't actually get them off. So you just cut them off.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool. Okay. Don't freak out over this next story, but yawning too hard could kill you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There's a woman in England that is going viral because she shared a story on TikTok about how this big yawn almost ended her life. So she was about, this happened a while ago. It happened back in 2016, but she's sharing the story. She was about to feed her baby. Her kid yawned. And you know how yawns are like contagious.
Yeah.
So after the baby yawned, she yawned, and she yawned as she was doing like a big stretch. And she says she immediately felt this like shock in her neck, and it turned out that her yawn was like so forceful that two vertebrae in her neck, she says, shot forward into her spine, but they actually compressed her spine, and she was paralyzed for a while, and doctors gave her a 50-50% chance of making it. Said she might not even pull through. She was in a wheelchair for months. She had to learn how to walk again. And she still has issues almost 10 years later, including severe nerve damage.
What was this stretch that she was doing while yawning? Yes, please. More of that.
I picture any stretch where you raise your arms up over your head as you're, I don't know. So next time you yawn,
just be careful.
Don't stretch at the same time.
Don't yawn too hard, I guess. Also, quickly, there's a new trend. I don't know if you've seen it on social media where people are taping their mouth shuts to sleep.
I've seen this.
I have too.
Stupid.
I've seen it a lot.
Yeah.
Influencers say it's like a hack for better sleep, but doctors are saying it's a bad idea. Don't do it. One doctor says, first, the studies behind mouth taping are very small and the benefits are very modest, but there's great potential for risk, including making sleep disorders like sleep apnea even worse, or you could suffocate yourself to death. Yeah. So
it might save some marriages.
Well, it might, yes.
You know, something if
tape her mouth.
Wife's like, hey, I saw this trend.
Try this, sweetie.
Never sounded better. All right, Heather with the news. Dan Campbell next, 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.